Have you ever wondered how some people manage to pick a stock right before it starts trending? Well, wonder no more, because today's guest, market analyst and author of the book Ahead of the Curve, 9 Simple Ways to Create Wealth Spotting Stock Trends, Hillary Kramer joins us to share exactly how it's done and some hot picks right now with our recent hurricane natural disaster. Hillary, welcome to Unlock Your Wealth. Thank you so much for being a part of today's show.
Heather, it's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you've written some amazing books, and you are the queen of trend spotting. So if I'm a new investor, and I finally have this discretionary income that I've been able to start accumulating, and I'm ready to start investing in the marketplace, and I listen to Oprah, and she says, oh, you got to follow the trends. What does that mean when it comes to trend spotting and investing?
Well, all investing comes down to what I call the macro, and that's exactly what Oprah is talking about. It's the trends. You know, all stocks are based on the future earnings, the future sales, how a company will grow. Companies only grow if tastes, needs, services are focused on that particular area. So indeed, as much as kind of the intrinsic value really matters, at the end of the day, it's really true. If you see a long line of people at Starbucks, if you see everyone talking about how they're going to Home Depot or they're starting to go to a new company online, Wayfair, for example, to buy home goods, then you know that there's opportunity there. And it's really what I call the great equalizer, because everyone on Wall Street can be very, very busy, Heather, with all their numbers, and they can build all the models in the world. But as an individual, we all have such power to find the future big winning stocks, to find tomorrow's Googles, Apples, Amazons.
Yeah, and that's really, you know, it demystifies it, because most people say, well, I don't know anything about stocks. But ideally, we're all experts when it comes to shopping, because we know what we like and we know what we hear our friends are doing.
That's absolutely right. So let's give it an example that's very appropriate. Costco, right? Costco, ticker symbol COST. Even though Costco has become, you know, a mega large cap company, there's still potential there. There's still growth and upside. Why? Because we hear not just ourselves, but our friends, our colleagues, everyone we know talks of Costco and about Costco. And we also look for breadth and depth. You know, it's not just people saying, hey, I go there for my meats and my produce. We hear televisions, computers, hearing aids, pharmaceuticals. I know people that drive an extra few miles to go get their gasoline at Costco. What that tells us is that we want to be invested in Costco. We should own shares in Costco. We should want to be actual owners of Costco. And it also points to the fact that if we have a winner in Costco, I hate to say it, but as much as the pie can get bigger, it's still a finite pie. It means other areas are going to do poorly. As much as it breaks my heart, a company like Sears, ticker symbol SHLD, continues to have less and less cars in the parking lot, continues becoming more and more obscure and sort of insignificant in the scope of consumer retail shopping behavior.
Yeah, and that's always, you know, a surprise when you see these foundational companies that have been around for decades.
Oh, Heather, what's so fascinating when you just said that about foundational companies around for decades? Who should be Amazon? Amazon shouldn't have been some small company started in a garage, you know, in Seattle. Amazon should be Sears today. Sears invented the catalog. Sears invented the concept that everything you could possibly need or want, you could be ordered and shipped to you, including the home that you live in, including everything from your shoes to your refrigerator. So it's so fascinating to see how entrepreneurialism and the American economy work. The biggest and mightiest can fall, and the smallest idea that has the right amount of work put behind it and the right amount of innovation, entrepreneurialism, and just pure drive can become the next trillion-dollar company.
Yeah, you know, and I think that that's what's so exciting, because now, I mean, you know, I think about how, what, in like the 1800s, they were like, oh, well, everything that could be invented has been invented. We don't need to invent anymore. And yet here, you know, just I think about the advances in medical technology over the last 30 years, how we have collapsed time frames, and just the size of our computers in my lifetime when I carried my first IBM laptop to college 30 years ago. It was like this thick and it weighed 80 pounds. And now, you know, my phone is way more powerful than like that whole room of NASA equipment. So with all of this, how do we, are there parameters or are there specific criteria that we can use when evaluating the next potential trend? Like, how do we know a trend is becoming a trend, I guess is the question.
The way we determine what exactly the trend might be, where we are going, where we're going to see growth, and therefore stock prices that will rise and make your portfolio that much more robust, is we here at Game Changers and Value Authority, we start with screens. And screens means we take our applications and we look at hundreds of stocks and try to find trends with, let's say, more than anything on the top line, growing sales. Growing sales tells us that something's going on there with a company, with an industry. We look at sectors. Once we determine that we are seeing growth and we're seeing a trend that's taking place in a specific area, we'll start to drill down and look at a company and see which one in a particular area has the potential to really be the breakout, to show the leadership and to evolve into the company that will have the greatest market share and therefore the chance to develop scale. Scale is everything in every business, right? That's what Amazon has. It's all about scale. They invested in those warehouses and those investments paid off. And so that's really what we look for. So whether it be in a sector from restaurants to transportation to beauty to materials, that's where we look and what we look for.
Well, this is fascinating. And so one of the things we've just had is a major natural disaster again. And when we get back from the break, I'd like for you to say, show us kind of how to apply this strategy and show us what some of your recommendations are right now, given the now cleanup disaster that we have on our hands. You know, you are watching Hillary Kramer on Unlock Your Wealth today. We'll be right back with more after this. Welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth today. We're having a conversation with investment analyst Hillary Kramer. And Hillary, we're talking about natural disasters and how we take what we talked about in the first segment of identifying trends and looking at what would make sense for us right now. What should we be looking for with regard to this natural disaster and capitalizing on it and being able to forward our portfolio?
Well, what we often find in situations like a natural disaster that takes place within the United States, it means that we will bounce back quickly. It means that we will come back. So oftentimes there's opportunities because there's inefficiencies in the market, and those that are driven by fear will very quickly sell off companies that are most impacted. So we see at a time like this, we will see transportation companies that will get sold off very quickly. We'll see the stock prices of everything from United Airlines start to fall. We'll see the transportation, the freight carriers, they'll start to decline. Sometimes that's an area of an opportunity. What I like best in terms of investment are the insurance companies. You know, one of the biggest secrets in insurance that so few people realize is that reinsurance is where the problem and the Achilles heel is in the insurance industry. And let me explain. Reinsurance is every insurance company is actually insured. So there are insurance companies that insure the insurers. And very often we'll see companies that will fall and get hard hit during a hurricane, like we're seeing right now on the eastern seaboard and the after effects, when in actuality, that particular insurance company might not even have a role or might not even have any kind of grand presence in the area. One company, insurance company I love is Chubb, CB. That's the Royalty of Insurance. That's life insurance as well as health insurance, casualty. Chubb has insurance programs across the board. Chubb with over 3% dividend yield. Great company to own. Their presence is well diversified, but just like all of the insurance companies, it gets hit during a time like a hurricane. So certainly you want to be buying into a company like Chubb CB. Another thing that's so fascinating, you know, I mentioned the airlines. So Heather, there's one airline, Alaska Airlines, also a high dividend yield paying company. Alaska Airlines bought Virgin America and has spent the last year trying to integrate the two together. So Alaska Airlines, although now does have a presence on the East Coast because of those Virgin routes, is truly growing in some of the smaller markets, the Northwest, of course. It's Alaska Airlines, and a company like that creates opportunity because the entire airline industry gets hit. Companies like Home Depot and Lowe's certainly play a very big roles in hurricanes, natural disasters. What I find so fascinating and so heartening in many ways is the way a company like Home Depot and Lowe's have applied technology to being able to improve their deliveries and also be very reactive to the needs of those that are impacted. So a company like Home Depot is able to very quickly stock up on what's needed to board up windows, and then within a few days can start stocking up and making deliveries of generators for those who have lost their power. And so Home Depot, Lowe's, great companies to own, good companies during all seasons. And what's fascinating about the home improvement companies is that when the market's strong, you see those contractors going into those home improvement companies and buying and lots of revenue increasing, those sales continue to rise. When times we have a downturn in the economy, when we have a recessionary period or a blip in the market, people go in and they decide to do their own repairs and they make do with the home that they do have. So in both good and bad markets, in natural disasters, as well as times of thriving economies and perfect weather, Home Depot and Lowe's are definitely companies that you want to own.
Yeah, no, I think about, you know, because I'm a big fan. I grew up in my grandfather's workshop, so I can appreciate swinging a hammer, and I love to go in there and get lost. I'm a power tools kind of babe kind of thing too. So that's one of my shop are those home improvement stores. Now, when we think about these natural disasters, a friend of mine who's a business owner here in Arizona was actually mobilized, and he brought his whole entire fleet of water remediation. And he's moving out there, and he had to take all these supplies with him. He had to load up extra semis to have supplies for his workers because the Home Depots and the Lowe's and all the home improvement places were just being bombarded with people prepping or trying to get out, surviving, that sort of stuff. And so what other kind of areas that we might not think of off the top of our heads would be potential good investments around a natural disaster?
Okay, one of my favorite companies, and this is a direct play on natural disasters, Casey's General Stores, C-A-S-Y. Here is a company that I think it should be in everyone's portfolio. These are basically like your Circle K, 7-Eleven. It's the convenience store with gasoline, you know, with pumps attached, food, supplies, in very small markets, in areas where there's populations of 10 to 20,000. Now, of course, Casey's, which is great, is growing into markets of 50,000 people in the community plus. But Casey's is just exactly when you have a hurricane like this, no one realizes. Everyone gets in their car and they start to drive. They need to get gas in their vehicles. They need, even if they're not going anywhere, they want to make sure they're all gassed up and pumped up. These general stores are the go-to places for supplies, for information, for everything from coffee to drinks to some of the basics that you find stocked on the shelves now. So Casey's, so we take a company like Casey's and we say, you know, this is where there's opportunity. But then as we drill down and do the numbers, we realize that it's from an investment standpoint, as a valuator of businesses, it's a cheap company. The value of Casey's is lower than what it should be based on where other convenience stores that provide gasoline and pump services in communities are trading. So once we see that comparison and we know that companies like Casey's are selling off the shelves to an extreme in hurricane season, that's a company that you want to own.
Well, it's been really great having this conversation with you. And if folks want to learn more about the types of stocks that you recommend and your strategies, where can people find your books, subscribe to your newsletters? How do they do that?
Well, HillaryKramer.com. Just put Hillary Kramer right into your toolbar or right into Google, and it'll show you Game Changers, Value Authority, High Octane, Turbo Trader, and Inner Circle. And what we focus on are stocks and investing, opportunities where you can put your money in equities, in companies, become a shareholder, make money, whether it be the short term, long term, based on trends, based on only on valuation. We have it all for you, and it's HillaryKramer.com, and it'll take you where you need to go, right from there.
Well, thank you for being a part of today's show. And for those of you without a pencil, never fear, unlockyourwealthtoday.com is here where you can visit links and get Hillary's show page, website, books, and so much more. For the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry, and Hillary Kramer, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.